Vermont, Annie Lee. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? You're gonna be mine, no matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello everyone, I'm Michael Wave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going very well where you are, and you're ready for a Christmas blues show. That's what we have, the annual Christmas blues program. First of all, Earl Hooker, Merry Christmas, and thank you. And we'll see you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. When I first began broadcasting this program, it was in October of 1989, and a big surprise to me to find myself on the radio when I spoke so poorly and had no background and no expertise of any kind in broadcasting other than talking on a microphone when I was performing with a band. Still wound up here, and so from October to December, a mere 2 months, and I found out that I was doing a Christmas blues show, and at that point I had very little material specific to Christmas blues. And most of what I had was on LP, and there were only a few CDs that had come in by that point, and I was trying to scramble to find things. And then suddenly the Alligator Records people sent me a CD called Alligator Records Christmas, and that bailed me out for the hour in 1989, and it's been on ever since. I keep playing that same disc, but now I have a whole box full of things that have come out from the various labels. Not so many new ones now as there used to be, but there's still enough things coming out to keep it interesting, and yet, due to comments I get and stuff, I keep returning to things that I've played frequently on this program before, going more for feeling and for the blues intensity than I am for trying to create a variety or even a new record show in this case. So we will start out with one of the classics, although I believe this is a slightly remade classic by the original artist. That is Charles Brown. Charles Brown was a member of the Three Blazers that had a huge hit with Merry Christmas Baby in the late 1940s, the biggest R&B Christmas record of the time. He followed up under his own name with one called Please Come Home for Christmas, and it's been out there for a very long time as well. So this is a make that I think came around in the early 1960s. They copied it very much from the original. But it is still Charles Brown, the chemistry professor who could sing and play piano so well that he had a career in both items. So here it is, the beginning of our Christmas blues program with the Please Come Home for Christmas by Charles Brown.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting. Once again, choirs will be singing, silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, friends and relations send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, it's Christmas time, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
Sue. You sure is tight.
Just found that out?
You ain't never treat sweet papa butter right. Still you run around here asking for this and that.
Why shouldn't I?
Tell me what in the devil is you driving at?
Why, cheapskating papa, you got your gold.
Is that so?
Why, you never bring nothing when you call. Still you get hot because I don't pet?
Yeah?
Stop your complaining, butter. Why, you's all wet.
Look here.
What is it?
Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here. Mama, what's mine sure ain't yours.
And what is mine belong to me.
Oh, I see. Something for nothing seem to be your plan.
Yes, sir.
You need to get you a monkey, cause you don't need no man.
Well, nowadays, butter, when you want something that's nice,
yeah,
why, you can't get it if you haven't got the price.
Now, each night, you keep me out of dough.
Well, you sure ain't gonna get my key.
Wow, wow.
Well, now pay me for my goods, and you can get your fill.
Now let me know what I'm buying, and I certainly will.
Why?
Cause papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here.
What is it?
I said papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree. No, sir.
Now, Sue, you know I don't pay no money down.
Well, I do business strictly COD.
Oh, now from now on, mama, I done put this down under my foot.
That's so.
You do a lot of talking, but you never put.
Why, you just got to get along the best you can.
Why?
Because I'm one gal who never talks in installment plans.
Now, there's a lot of chops in other stores.
But where can you get good chops free?
Anywhere, anywhere.
Well, now, in my market, I don't put no samples out.
Look here, you know it ain't New Year's, and let me know what it's all about. Cause papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Play it, boy, play it, play it. Lay right with it.
Let's get low, let's get low.
Come here, Sue. All last summer, you running with Brother Bill. Now this morning, you come up asking for a Christmas gift. Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree, no sir.
Thank you.
Some really outstanding fingerpicking there from the late John Fahey, the man who founded a record label and was a great fingerpicker himself. The classic traditional Christmas hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. The album's a John Fahey Christmas album. Now, he's the guy who started Tacoma Records and started recording so many of the blues artists back in the 1960s. Before that, classic African-American humor from the 1930s, that is Butterbeans and Susie, a great and well-known and widely traveled comedy team with one called Papa Ain't No Santa Claus and Mama Sure Ain't No Christmas Tree. The kind of routine they did, they had both clean versions and they had more X-rated versions depending on the audience they were facing, and they were very popular on the Toba circuit, the black theater circuit, as well as vaudeville and other places that kept them busy throughout most of their career leading up into the film era for sure. Before that, we had Miss Coco Taylor, the late queen of Chicago blues, and an original composition called Merry, Merry Christmas. And though it's Chicago, it sounds very much like an Albert King-style Memphis blues production, but she sings it so well. Great feeling and great production there from the group, now from the Alligator Christmas Records collection. We started off with Charles Brown and the remake of Please Come Home for Christmas. That was a big hit for him. And it's nice to know that Charles Brown, whose career had kind of gotten eclipsed in his later years, was picked up back in the 1990s and early 2000s by Bonnie Raitt and taken on the road as her opening act. She got him back out front there and gave him a good last hurrah before he settled off the road and then passed away not long after that. This is Talking the Blues, and it's our annual Christmas Blues show. We do yearly. You get a chance to do this. I hope you're enjoying it. And I'm Mike Wave Dave. We're going to jump now to one I've been doing for a number of years in a row since it came out on the Bullseye Blues record collection. It's called the Bullseye Blues Christmas. This label, I think, is no longer functional like a number of the labels that got hot in the late 80s, went through the 90s, the early 2000s, and finally found tough sledding after that. They just kind of folded up. But these guys gathered up a bunch of people and recorded them. Some of them otherwise would probably not be heard. And that may be the case of the one we have here, a New England artist named Michelle Evil Gal Wilson. And she takes us straight to the more commercial part of Christmas with the request from Santa Claus for a 5-pound box of money.
This year. Listen to me, honey. Give Michelle something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now there's a little gift that's just loaded with lots of sentiment. And whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think about you, but at the same time, I can pay my rent. Money isn't everything. So really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I asked you and start me right Christmas night with a 5-pound box of money. Santa, are you listening to everything I'm asking you about? Santa dear, the new year, it could be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little teeny thing I've been speaking to you about, a 5-pound box of money. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed, what this evil gal really needs is a 5-pound box of tin. I don't want the whole money tree. What use is that big old thing to me? You keep the branches, you can keep the trunk and the roots, 'cause all I want is just a little bit of the fruit. Santa baby, can you hear me? Chimney Christmas. last night. So if you wanna be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You start me off on Christmas night with a 5 pound. No, wait, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. Well, actually, as long as I'm begging, I might as well put in a good beg. Of course, I'll catch you next year, but you know how it is. Sometimes people go away and then you don't see them anymore. Oh, Santa, bring me the money, baby. Besides, you know, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Santa, personally. Oh, and you know, what if I move? And then you can't find me. And then I won't have any present at all next year. Santa, bring me the money. Yeah, so good, baby. I want to wish you. Hey, Santa, bring me some money, baby. Oh, you know I wouldn't ask for it if I didn't need it. And besides, the season, spirit, and everything making everybody feel good. And besides, you know how I feel about you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Santa. Come on over tonight, yeah. You won't be sorry, and I'll make you feel so good. Santa.
Christmas morning, sitting all around your your Christmas tree.
When my brother and my sister and I were children, we used to sing a version of We Three Kings that had some of those kind of movements to it, but certainly not the articulate jazz, great salsa, and reggae and everything else that comes from Beto and the Fairlands, an Austin, Texas band that's been going since the 70s, cranked up to play salsa in Texas style. And really a nice recording. There's not much blues in there, but everything else is, that's for sure. And I keep playing that when year in and year out, and people ask me questions, what in the world was that version of We Three Kings you threw at us? That's what it is. Beto and the Fairlands is from an album called The Texas Christmas on the now-defunct Amazing Records. Before that, Mr. William Clark, deceased, great harmonica player and singer from out in California, who has his version of an original song called Please Let Me Be Your Santa Claus. And William Clark made one of his last appearances before he passed right here in Huntsville, Alabama, when he played at the Coffee Clutch not long after having gotten himself off of alcohol. And it was a tough night for him. I was there and got to see it in person. He was sweating profusely. He had a woman in the audience giving him a hard time between every breath. He just had no peace and no stillness, and yet he still played a great night of music of blues. 2 weeks later, he was gone. Please Let Me Be Your Santa Claus is on the Alligator Christmas Records album by William Clark. The late Big Joe Williams, before that, the guy who made a homemade nine-string guitar and played along in one called Christmas Blues, an original song from him, and two guys trying to follow him, a bass player and a drummer. The drummer's job was easy because Big Joe had a great driving groove, but he might change chords in just any old place, similar to Lightnin' Hopkins or John Lee Hooker. And the bass player did a good job of making those changes very quickly on Christmas Blues. And before that, we had Michelle Evil Gal Wilson doing 5-pound Box of Money. Probably the best one I've ever heard as far as just laying out the Christmas cash style right out there in front of you. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wade Dave, reminding you that this program and every locally produced program on WLRH is available to you on our podcast at the station website, WLRH.org. Click on programs, slide down so you find one you like, and you can repeat them. You can binge, you can do whatever you want, but they're there for you at your leisure. Our next artist is a guy named Rick Holmstrom, who has played in Huntsville a number of times, mostly as a member of Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers, a great California blues band who came through here a lot back in the night. In fact, at one point they played the Big Spring Jam and opened for the Doobie Brothers when the Doobies were headlining the jam one year. And these guys were jump blues California style. Rod Piazza on the harmonica, Honey Piazza being an outstanding boogie-woogie piano player, and Rick Holmstrom doing those 1950s guitar styles as well as they can be done by just about anybody. Rick has since left the band and gone out on his own and has wound up now as Mavis Staples' guitarist. He travels the world with Mavis Staples and a couple other musicians, and frequently, besides the band, does shows with her that's just the two of them, her voice and his guitar. That's got to be pretty stupendous. You'll see his style right here when we do a nice version of Leroy Anderson's classic instrumental called Sleigh Ride. And of course, there have been vocals written since he wrote this instrumental and recorded it with his orchestra, I think in the late 40s or early 1950s, but it is a standard for this time of year. Rick Holmstrom takes it and makes it into a jump blues, almost like a jitterbug type song, and it's very hard to keep your foot from tapping when he cranks upon this. Check out his deluxe 1955 style guitar solo on this. Sleigh Ride by Rick Holmstrom.
Thank you. Christmas, locked up in jail again. In jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain? Oh, Santa, 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 come here to me in jail. Oh, Santa, 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 come here to me in jail. Bring me a Christmas present, someone to go my bed. In jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain? This food here, Santa, it ain't fit to eat. This food here, Santa, it ain't fit to eat. Won't you come and bring me a plate of turkey meat? Jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain? The jailhouse blues have got me, they've got the best of me. Jailhouse blues have got me, they've got the best of me. My baby doesn't love me, I've got no Christmas tree. In jail on Christmas Day again, ain't that a pain? Oh, baby, 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 ain't that a pain?
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Christmas comes but once a year, and to me it brings good cheer. And to everyone who likes wine and beer, Happy New Year is after that. Happy I'll be, that is a fact. That's why I'd like to hear folks who say that Christmas is here. Christmas bells will ring real soon, even in the afternoon. There'll be no chime bells ringing at the Christmas ball. Everyone must watch their step, or they will lose their rep. Everybody's full of pep at the Christmas ball. Thank you. keep on dancing round the hall. If there's no one to call, don't you dare to stall. If your partner don't act fair, don't worry, there's some over there taking a chance everywhere at the Christmas ball.
Sleep in heaven.
no matter what you hear.
And as we do every year, we wrap up our Christmas Blues show with Sister Rosetta Tharpe's 1949 recording of Silent Night, which was a charting R&B Christmas song for her back in the day. Sister Rosetta these days is known as much for being a guitar slinger as a singer. Before that, Chuck Berry's around 1958, Run Rudolph Run, taking advantage of his great hit record run he had at that time. Leon Redbone doing a cover of Bessie Smith's Christmas Ball Blues. Mabel Scott with the Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, also on 1949 recording. Tinsley Ellis doing Albert King's Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin', written by the same guy as Mack Rice, who wrote Mustang Sally. And Leroy Carr with Christmas in Jail, started off with Sleigh Ride by Rick Holmstrom. It's a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time all throughout this year and this hour. I look forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. If you get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.